This is Carol Kosevar, looking at education on KALW, and I am with two folks who are involved with the 1990 Institute, Daniel Chow, who is the chairman, and Pete Hammer, who is a librarian at Burton High School here in San Francisco. 1990 Institute, Dan, what?
Well, the 1990 Institute, we were formed at that time to help China develop economically in a sustainable way. We felt that at that time China was opening up to the world and needed to see what kinds of systems and institutions were available for them to learn from. So that's our beginning.
And I learned about the 1990 Institute. This is like a side story. I was at a lunch with a principal at my high school, and he had said, you know, I just went to this great professional development for teachers, and Pete Hammer was there, and Pete has lived in China and worked in China, and it was quite an amazing thing. So, Pete, tell me about the institute that the 1990 puts on.
This was a two-day institute that was held in early August of this year. It's the first such institute that the 1990 organization has sponsored for teacher professional development. There were about 40 teachers from all over the Bay Area, mostly high school, some middle school teachers, and it was a great opportunity for teachers to get a somewhat different view of China than what I think we get through the regular U.S. media and through a lot of the academic speakers who usually present at this kind of institute.
Now, Dan, we were talking earlier, and one of the things that you mentioned is that Americans and Chinese have these stereotypes about what's it like in the United States? What's it like in China? What are the kinds of stereotypes that you think need to be addressed?
Well, I think people here in the U.S. think about China with 1.3 billion people, and they look back in their history books, and they think about the Yellow Horde, or that the China is communist, and so maybe it's the Red Horde. But in fact, the Chinese are normal people just like Americans. And they have the same kinds of aspirations that Americans do. They want to get ahead. They want to have a decent life. They want to be happy. And there's going to be a great deal more interaction between Americans and Chinese. So we think that they need to know more about each other.
And let's do the flip side. What are the other stereotypes? You've talked about what the stereotypes of Americans are of Chinese. What are the stereotypes that you've seen of Chinese having of Americans?
The Chinese see the United States as being a very aggressive nation internationally. They like many people around the world, they see us as gun carrying. They see problems of race in the United States, the kinds of things that the media projects about the United States that are pretty much shared throughout the world are also pretty common in China.
And so part of what the purpose of the Institute was to talk about these perceptions and also to bring sort of a business perspective. And you mentioned that one of the things that's unique about the 1990 Institute is, unlike other institutes that are involved in just sort of research, that you bring a business background to this whole thing. And want to talk a little bit about that, Dan.
Right. 1990 Institute is made up of business people who have worked in China, lived in China, as well as educators and community leaders. So we're very practical oriented. We run these programs of exchange to send teachers and students to China and to host them when they come to the U.S. So we want to build on programs that focusing on high schools in particular in the Bay Area in the U.S. that teach our students what's going on in China today. Right now, the curriculum pretty much doesn't go past the post-Mao era. And there's a lot in the newspapers about cyber hacking and food contamination and press censorship and there's also a lot going on with social media. They have Youku, we have YouTube, and so forth. So Our hope is from a educational side, but also incorporating real aspects of business, economics, education, that the two sides would get better or closer together.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and joining me are Daniel Chow, who is the chairman of the 1990 Institute, and Pete Hammer, who is a librarian at Burton High School in San Francisco, but has spent a lot of time in China and learning about China and now spreading the word about what you've learned. Just quickly to give you a sort of a taste of what the topics were at the Institute, it was pretty varied. It was China and environmental sustainability, the biggest story of our time, the rise of China's middle class, and also China rising, domestic and international challenges. So these are pretty big topics to chew on. And I know that the Institute was created in terms of creating sustainability and understanding between Americans and China. And Pete, from your point of view, what are the most important things that you think that our teachers and our students should be knowing?
The reason I was attracted to the 1990 Institute and this program is because they expressed what I have found in my travels in China in the last 10 or 12 years, that anytime I have a conversation in China about a particular topic, environmentalism or the one-child policy, or you know any of the things we talk about, is that I have a certain conversation there with different people, and I come to the United States, and the same topic, we have an entirely different conversation. Like the perceptions of what any given issue represents is are so different. And I think the importance of this program is to try to bridge that gap. For example, the one-child policy is a big issue in the United States, and of course it's a big issue in China as well. But many of my Chinese friends come from families with more than one child, and when I ask them about that, you know, I get a very different story than what I get from sources here in the United States. Many people in China would think about the environmental aspects of the one-child policy, that China's attempt to reduce its population and keep it under control has huge positive consequences in terms of environmental issues. And the United States has always with the environment, and at the same time are critical of the one-child policy, which the Chinese see as one of the biggest steps they're making to address environmental issues.
So, two sides of a coin. One of the other things that the 1990 Institute has is you have some exchange programs, don't you, Dan?
Yes, we do. We run a program called America Bridges China under an umbrella called America-China Exchange, ACE. And what we do is we have a number of programs where we send teachers and students to China. One group travels around China, another group stays in one place and works with an elementary school in China for a month. We also have these programs, which we call China Arts and Education Environmental Program, CAEP, where we teach kids from both the U.S., China, internationally about environmental issues. They draw pictures. They do mural paintings. There's an international mural festival in Beijing every year that we support. So we're trying to get people to interact with each other face-to-face, not just through books and through the media.
There is an event coming up, an anniversary. And you want to talk about it, Dan? It's the 1990 Institute's 23rd anniversary celebration to celebrate 23 years of U.S.-China education, philanthropy, and collaboration. And it's your event.
Right. We have an annual dinner. We try to celebrate our activities, make what we do known to the community. It's on October 3rd. Starting at 6 p.m. It's a dinner at the Yangxing restaurant, famous restaurant in the financial district in San Francisco. And David Henry Huang, who is a world-famous playwright, will be our honored guest. And he writes or he produces plays on on cultural differences, cultural issues among Asians and Chinese and Americans. And his latest was Chinglish, which played at the Berkeley Rep a few months ago and has received rave reviews. And he's agreed to come and speak with us. So it'll be a very interesting, fun, good food event. And I hope people will want to come to it. October 3rd. 6 o'clock at Yangtze Restaurant.
And so if folks want more information about the 1990 Institute, you have a website, and coincidentally, it's called 1990institute.org, and that's where they can get tickets if they'd like to go?
Right. That's where you can get tickets. That's where you can learn more about our organization, and we encourage everyone who's interested to come and participate.
Well, thanks, Dan, and thanks, Pete, and thanks for talking about China's growing global impact, what it means for U.S. teachers and students, and the programs that you're providing. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.